It's a Saturday morning at the house of worship known by Hindus as a mandir. Two priests and their assistants are chanting prayers in Sanskrit. They're busily blessing plates of fruit and lugging jugs of water. This is how they start each day, by getting the Lord up and moving.
The Lord is, in the morning, woken up, and just like human beings, we'll wake him up, we'll give him the shower, we give him the food, we try to decorate him after the shower.
That's Manju Lakshmipati, a religious coordinator at the ornate Hindu temple that sits off a rural stretch of Highway 17, 4 miles south of Madrid. He's a follower of a nearly 5,000-year-old religion that is the world's third largest, with 900 million adherents, most of them in India. It's estimated there are 600,000 practitioners in the U.S., a few hundred in Iowa. Lakshmipati says it's a monotheistic faith.
We worship a single Lord as Brahman, who is the supreme God, who provides, who creates, sustains the world and all the life forms in it.
This Brahman, this one supreme being, however, is worshipped by Hindus in a variety of forms. Another of the religious coordinators at the temple, Ganesh Rajagopalan, explains to a group of visiting college students about the three main deities of Hinduism.
Vishnu is for sustenance, for maintaining order and so on. Brahma is for creation, and Shiva is for destruction. So this is what we call as the Hindu Trinity.
Rajagopalan stresses these are not three distinct gods, but rather three separate attributes of the same omnipotent power. He leads the guests past statues of other key figures in Hinduism. There's Kali, who he calls the goddess of valor, sitting astride a lion. There's Lakshmi, considered the embodiment of prosperity. A third goddess, Saraswati, represents knowledge. When most Hindus pray, though,
people generally are worshipping Vishnu as the main deity. You can worship any deity as your main deity. And in this way, Hinduism is very, very, I wouldn't say loose, very permitting. You know, you can worship the deity of your choice.
All of the attention this day falls on Vishnu. A statue in his image is doused with water during the ritual bath, and a steady chant of prayers are delivered in his honor.
Everything we said is a prayer which is more like adoration of the Lord. We were praising him, saying you are so very powerful, you've got so many hands, so many eyes. Take me into your hands. Do what's best for me. Guide me in the right path.
At one point, a priest approaches the worshippers as they sit cross-legged in the room. He offers them dabs of turmeric. Rajagopalan says the gesture has meaning.
I put it on my forehead saying, I pray to you and bless me with the best of things.
Hindus believe life is a cycle of birth, death, and rebirth governed by the law of karma. This basically means every action on earth has an effect and there is a cause for everything. Hinduism embraces reincarnation. Manju Lakshmipati says a soul takes a journey, passing through many forms, both animal and human, with the next life dependent on how the previous life was lived.
Along the way, it collects that good deeds or bad deeds on its soul. The soul journey is what we defined as a endless journey until it reaches God.
Lakshmipati says unlike many religions, which can point to a moment they were founded, or to a figure who launched the movement, Hinduism has no single prophet, nor does it have one book of scripture. Hindus read from sacred texts called the Vedas, or from the Bhagavad Gita, which contains 18,000 hymns. Lakshmipati says they have no earthly author.
They were given by God himself. No human being ever composed them.
He's speaking from the beautifully crafted Hindu temple, which seems out of place in rural Iowa. It took artisans in India 3 years to carve the figures of elephants and deities that cover the building. There are even parts of the Lord himself in a sleeping position within the design. Lakshmipati says it's also important for the temple to face a certain direction.
East is the most important direction in our Hinduism. We always worship facing east, because sun is coming and he is the giver of energy.
Hinduism is a complex religion based on the cycle of creation, preservation, and destruction. There's an endless battle between good and evil, with the cycle restarting when evil wins. Lakshmipati says it boils down to a few important points. There are four main aims in life: dharma, or religious duty; artha, wealth or material possessions; karma, desires and passions; and moksha, or salvation. He says they all contribute to one overall end.
In all our worshipping and all our chanting and hymns and everything, ends with a message of peace, shanti. The shanti, 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 we say it as a message towards peace and the world harmony.
Near Madrid, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.